The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 8th canto, chapter number 10, texts number 54, 55, 56, and 57, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on September 29th, 2008, in Amsterdam, the Netherlands.
Srimad Bhagavatam, 8th canto, chapter number 10, texts 54, 55, 56, and 57. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Tata Suparnam Shakritangi Pallava. Pishangavasa Navakancha Lochana. Adrishyatashta yuda bahur ulasach. Shikoshya banargya karita kundala. Translation by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose eyes resemble the petals of a newly blossomed lotus, sat on the bank of Garuda, spreading his lotus feet over Garuda's shoulders. Dressed in yellow, decorated by the Kaustubha gem and the goddess of fortune, and wearing an invaluable helmet and earrings, the Supreme Lord, holding various weapons in his eight hands, became visible to the demigods. So now I'll read the remaining texts. We'll finish this chapter today. Tasmin praviste surakuta karmaja mayavineshur mahina mahi yasha svapno yatahi pratibodha agate hari smriti sarva vipad vimokshanam. As the dangers of a dream cease when the dreamer awakens, the illusions created by the jugglery of the demons were vanquished by the transcendental prowess of the Supreme Personality of Godhead as soon as he entered the battlefield. Indeed, simply by remembrance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one becomes free from all dangers. Drishtva mrite garuda vaham ibhari vaha Avidya shulam mahinod atakalanemi Talilaya garuda murni patad grahitva Tenahanam nripa savaham arim trayadisha. O king, when the demon Kalanemi, who was carried by a lion, saw that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, carrying by Garuda, was on the battlefield, the demon immediately took his trident, whirled it, and discharged it at Garuda's head. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari, the master of the three worlds, immediately caught the trident, and with the very same weapon he killed the enemy, Kalanemi, along with his carrier, the lion. Report by Srila Prabhupada. In this regard, Srila Madhvacharya says, Kalanem yadaya sarve karina nihita api sukrino jivta santa punas tenaiva patita. Kalanemi and all the other demons were killed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead Hari. And when Shukracharya, their spiritual master, brought them back to life, they were again killed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And now the final text of the chapter. 57 Mali Sumali Atibalo Yudi Petatur Yach Chakrena Krita Sharasavata malyavangshtam ahat jatigma gatayahanad andajendram tavachchirochchidad chinad aler nahator nadya. Thereafter, two very powerful demons named Mali and Sumali were killed by the Supreme Lord, who severed their heads with his disc. Then Malyavan, another demon, attacked the Lord. With his sharp club, the demon, who was roaring like a lion, attacked Garuda, the Lord of the birds, who were born from eggs. But the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the original person, used his disc to cut off the head of that enemy also. And thus end the Bhaktivedanta reports of the 8th canto, 10th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled The Battle Between the Demigods and the Demons.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Badakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Dam Sajivam Sadaitam Zavadutam Prijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakonvitamscha.
So, a lot of killing going on here. Krishna can be a pretty aggressive killer, actually. Some people object to that. Even one lady who's a member of our movement, she wrote a storybook for children, and she left out all the pastimes of Krishna killing the demon. She said, this is not good for the children to hear. Because if the children hear this, they'll become violent. So, this is gross ignorance to think like that. That there's some bad effect from hearing any of Krishna's pastimes. So one of my god sisters, Parvati, I informed her about this because she writes storybooks for children and she puts all the pastimes in. She doesn't leave out some of Krishna's leelas. I told Mother Parvati about this book and she wrote that Mataji a very, very heavy email correcting her. That there is nothing bad about Krishna's pastimes of killing the demons. Actually, some years ago, I took one course at the VIHE under the wonderful direction of His Holiness Bhakti Chaitanya Swami Maharaj about the Krishna's pastimes of killing the demons in Vrindavan. And actually, each one of these demons, although they are real demons, they also represent certain demons within us. So by hearing these pastimes of Krishna's killing the demons in the Vrindavan Lila, of course there's a similar benefit from this pastime here. By hearing these pastimes of Krishna killing the demons, we have the demon in our own heart annihilated, the demons within our own heart annihilated. So we should never think that there's something bad about Krishna doing all this killing. Actually, for Krishna, there's no such thing as killing. Even we read yesterday that even Arjuna's killing is not bad. He's not being offensive when he kills people. Now, if you or I to go around and start killing people, there'd be another man, you see. But Arjuna was acting on the order of Krishna directly to kill. So whether God kills or God orders his devotee that you kill this person, that is great benefit, actually, for that person who was killed. It is not violence. And to hear about that pastime doesn't turn you into some kind of a psychotic killer. Actually, such hearing of Krishna's pastimes liberates us from all of the demoniac tendencies. It liberates us from the six enemies which are sitting in the heart. Kama, Krodha, Lobha, Madha, Moha, Matsarya. Six kinds of enemies. Lust, anger, greed, madness, illusion, and the worst one, envy. Of course, pride is the next door neighbor. Pride and envy go hand in hand. So these rascals, they are camped out in our heart at the present moment. We are lusty. We are greedy. We get angry when our lust and greed is not satisfied. We get angry about that. Become disturbed. We don't get what we want. Like a little child, we've seen. If he doesn't get what he wants, he throws a temper tantrum. He goes yelling and screaming at the top of his lungs. He can roll down, get on the floor and roll around, and anything he can do, throwing a temper tantrum. If he doesn't get what he wants. So all of these anartas, they basically come out of the false mentality that I am thinking that I am the center of existence. I'm thinking that everything revolves around me. You see? That is the disease that got us here to begin with. The reality is that everything revolves around Krishna. Everything orbits around Krishna because he is indeed the origin of everything. Nothing exists except that he is manifesting it. Everything depends upon Krishna. If Krishna pulls the plug, then everything stops, you see. He's the sustaining power of everything that exists. So we are dependent on that Krishna. Eko vahunam yo vidadati kamam nityo nityanam chaitanas chaitananam. That one supreme eternal, that one supreme conscious being, he is feeding everyone else. So we are dependent on Krishna. So someone may think, well, I want to be number one, so I will try to defeat him. Pandraka tried. So many demons tried, and they all lost. So we should study the histories. That's another advantage of seeing how Krishna is annihilating all the demons. That way we can get into our brain that I should not be a demon, because I'll get killed also. I should not try to take Krishna's position. It will help us to realize that the more we see how he is killing the demons. And actually, Prabhupada especially relished those pastimes. When he would sit in his garden in Los Angeles and the devotees would read to him the Krishna book, which was a regular daily pastime of Srila Prabhupada, he especially relished these pastimes. Of course, he said read anywhere, but he especially got a big, big chuckle about killing and the Krishna killing these demons. Uh, Another nice point here is text number 56. As the dangers of a dream cease when the dreamer awakens, the illusions created by the juggling of the demons were vanquished by the transcendental prowess of the Supreme Personality of Godhead as soon as he entered the battlefield. Indeed, simply by remembrance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one becomes free from all dangers. Well, this is very practical information for us. Because the reality is we're living in a very dangerous world. It's becoming more and more dangerous with every passing day. So this is some practical help for us. Krishna consciousness frees one from all dangers. That's something you can use. That's something you can take to the bank. I mean, it's really practical. Very practical. So what are the dangers? Well, there's the common everyday understanding of dangers, you know, terrorist attacks, you know, muggers, rapists, murderers, thieves. These are the common everyday. But there are other dangers as well. The more subtle ones, they're more dangerous. As I enumerated several moments ago, lust, anger, greed, madness, illusion, and envy. These are the greatest dangers. You can lock yourself in a secure house, you know, hire a security guard and protect yourself from many of, you know, from thieves and murderers, etc. But what security guard will you hire to protect yourself from lust, anger, and greed? You need to be very wealthy. You can hire, you know, the most sophisticated security force. Will they protect you from lust, anger, and greed? No. So that is the greatest dangers. These enemies, lust, anger, greed, madness, illusion, and envy, these are the greatest enemies. So how will we protect ourselves? We have to absorb ourselves in Krishna Smadhanamana. Remembering about Krishna. So, what is that art then? What is our art of remembering Krishna? Always being absorbed 24 hours a day in remembering Krishna. How will we be successful in doing that? Well, Krishna makes it very easy. He gives us so many different things to remember. His name, his fame, his form, his pastimes, his entourage, his qualities, his characteristics, his dham, his devotees. Just by remembering, just like the other day I was in Macedonia. I had a few spare minutes. So I saw they had a big Lalamrita there. I just picked it up somewhere and started reading Prabhupada's pastimes. I hadn't read it in many years. It was so sweet just to go back in. I was reading some of the 26 Second Avenue pastimes. It was so sweet. Actually, I read about that pastime when they did the recording, the Hare Krishna, you know, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. It was so amazing, that story of how that happened. This recording, record producer, Alan Coleman, he read the New York Times article about the chanting in Tompkins Square Park, and he thought, that might sell. So he went down, he and his wife went down into the center, and they were quite impressed. They went into the storefront there. At that time, it was very, very simple, this little chair. They didn't have a vyasa, so. But there was such a mood of reverence for they called him Swamiji then, that Prabhupada wasn't there yet. He was in his room, his apartment, on the other side of the courtyard. But everyone sat and stared at the chair, you know. It was like chair meditation. They were all sitting and just meditating on the chair. And this the record producer was really impressed. It was this incredible energy. And the chair had energy. The chair itself had energy, he explained. And then Prabhupada came down, and the energy, of course, then increased, you know, multitudinous increases of the energy when Prabhupada personally entered the room. So he immediately proposed a deal with Prabhupada that we record you. And Mr. Kalman's wife was really impressed that Swamiji got right down to business. He wasn't so otherworldly, you know. He couldn't deal with some mundane thing like a recording. He immediately, Prabhupada immediately accepted. So a few nights later, they got in Rupa Nuga Prabhu's van, and they headed up on a cold New York night. They headed up north in Manhattan there to near Times Square, the recording studio. Some other musicians were in there finishing up their recording session. They asked, "Well, which group are you?" So Hayagriva said, "Oh, we're the Hare Krishna chanters. That's the name of our group." So just reading that those pastimes of the Prabhupada, the pure devotee, which is non-different from Krishna's pastime. It's part of Krishna's pastime, the pastimes of his pure devotees. I just felt myself being carried into Vaikuntha just by reading, just by a little bit of remembrance, you see. And now, even, you know, a week later, that reading is still sitting there. Those wonderful nectarian details, especially at the very end of the session. Prabhupada actually was very tired. But when that session was finished, they recorded the Hare Krishna mantra, and then Prabhupada gave the Hare Krishna address, and then they recorded also Gravastakam. Prabhupada was so enlightened. All the devotees were half asleep by that time, but Prabhupada stood up in complete ecstasy and just started dancing. They played it back. They're replaying it so everybody could hear it. Prabhupada just went into complete ecstasy, dancing in the mood of Lord Chaitanya, you know, in complete ecstasy. And all the devotees woke up. They were dancing with Prabhupada. And then all on the other side of the glass window, all the sound engineers were also dancing in ecstasy. The whole scene was transformed into Vaikuntha. You see. So, and just from, you know, just from sitting down for like 10 minutes and cracking open the Lamrita, a whole new world. I'd read of it, and, you know, I read that years ago and I'd forgotten it. But that whole world and that whole experience, I actually entered into that evening. I was right there with Prabhupada when he was singing. I was right there and seeing the whole thing just by reading it, you see. So, we have so many different ways we can be tuned into Krishna consciousness. You see, so many wonderful books are there, the Lamrita, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna book, Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Nectar of Devotion, Sri Upanishad, Nectar of Instruction. You know, so many wonderful, wonderful books, Bhagavad Gita. We can just take advantage of all these wonderful, wonderful ways to somehow remember Krishna. And as soon as you do that, immediately you're protected from all danger. And the worst dangers are those enemies, lust, anger, greed, madness, illusion, and envy. Sometimes we see devotees are not very strict in always trying to remember Krishna. And we see they sometimes become overwhelmed by illusion or even madness sometimes. So the key is to not be overwhelmed by illusion or not be overwhelmed by madness. The key is to always remember Krishna. Find a way to always be absorbed in Krishna remembrance. That's the key. Figure out a way to get yourself 24 hours a day, that every minute I have to have some way to remember Krishna. Now, I travel a lot on the airplanes, and you know it's pretty mundane getting on an airplane. They call everybody on. You get your baggage. You go in a little tube. You get in. You sit down in the seat. It's a pretty mundane moment when they're loading the airplane. How do you remember Krishna then? So I found, by carrying an iPod with me, it's a great chance. Right You don't have to turn off your electronic equipment until just before takeoff. So you can actually sit down and listen to some Prabhupada nectar. You know, hear a lecture, an arrival address, or, you know. So in this way, I carry an iPod with me now. So when I get on, when I get on the airplane, I can listen to Prabhupada. Another chance. Oh, this is my time to hear Prabhupada speaking. I get to sit on the airplane, you see. So in this way, develop a pattern in your life. Well, at this time, you know, while I'm shaving, I thought to Mahakrishnamurti, every morning when he went to shave and brush his teeth and shower, he would hear a Prabhupada lecture. He would carry a little cassette player with him, and he would listen to a Prabhupada lecture every morning like clockwork, without fail. He would hear a Prabhupada lecture at that time. He was regulated to do it every day. So if you will take your day and you'll find a way that throughout the whole day, 24 hours, you have some way at every step to remember Krishna. You see? You always have something. If you're riding your bicycle, you know, you can recite some verses. Make it a time for reciting verses every day, singing some verses from the Bhagavad Gita while you're riding. In other words, it's up to you to design your own Krishna Smaranam program. But every devotee should design his own Krishna Smaranam program. It's a 24-hour-a-day program that you're always remembering Krishna at every minute. Find a way to always be plugged into Krishna at every minute. And you won't be living in Amsterdam. You'll be living in Vaikuntha at every minute, I guarantee you. You won't be living in Belgium or Bulgaria or wherever you're situated out there in Maya's land. You won't be there. You'll be with Krishna. It's simply a matter of intelligence, intelligent planning. As they say now, the big thing is time management. It's the big buzzword now in the corporate world. Why? Because they want to squeeze more out of the workers. I want to squeeze every ounce of energy out of the workers, you see. They call it time management. We're going to teach you time management because we care about you. No, actually, they just want to increase their own bottom line. But we can use that principle, time management. By the way, it was not invented by, you know, some modern time management guru. It comes from Rupa Goswami. He is the original grandfather of time management because he stated that not a single moment should be wasted by not being engaged in Krishna's service. And Rupa Goswami is the actual founder of the time management movement, Rupa Goswami. So, being Rupa Nugas, therefore each and every one of us, if we are truly Rupa Nugas, then we will be very expert in time management. You see, whether I'm brahmachari living in the mandir, or I'm a householder living on the outside, you see, wherever I may be, a traveling preacher, whatever I may be, if I'm really a Rupa Nuga, then I will arrange my 24 hours in such a way that I'm always remembering Krishna. And directly, or things in relationship with Krishna, it's the same thing. So in this way, practice Krishna consciousness, and you will find that it's very, 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 very sublime, increasingly sublime. Day by day, week by week, month by month, year by year, it will become sweeter and sweeter and sweeter and sweeter. So I can ask now if there's any questions. Yes, Tom.
You mentioned that actually there is no real lila that people should not read, but as far as I remember, there are certain leaders which are considered to be extremely confidential, like, for example, the Gita Govinda is not really recommended for reading.
In terms of I'm specifically referring to the demon-killing lila. There are, actually, everything that Prabhupada has given us, that is sufficient. Whatever Prabhupada has given us, that is sufficient. Everything is readable. Although Prabhupada did not want us to follow the Sahaja Marg, where we selectively just read Krishna kissing the gopis. That sort of reading is destructive. that I will only hear about Krishna kissing the gopis. I don't want to hear Krishna on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. I'd even heard within ISKCON this idea, well, you have to be careful what leelas you hear, otherwise you may not end up as being a gopi when you go to the spiritual world. I mean, these are ridiculous ideas. You have to be very careful not to hear Krishna's cowherd boy pastimes anymore. You know, when you reach a certain stage, this is completely bogus. Completely, absolutely bogus. Such persons will not go back to Godhead, actually. They're thinking, oh, I'm only going to hear Krishna's gopi leela because I want to make sure I sew up, you know, getting my gopi's position in Golok. Forget it. You might be some model working in a nightclub instead. So, yeah, all of the leelas that Prabhupada has given us, they are bona fide. Everything in Prabhupada's books we can read. Now, I'm not an expert on Gita Govinda. That's a separate book by Jayadev. Yeah. Did Prabhupada say we should not read?
No, I mean, he mentioned it in one purport of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, where he mentioned that this is a book that actually, when Chaitanya was talking with associates, so he mentioned that this is a form of the books that he actually talked to only with his very intimate associate, because it's supposed to be very elevated.
Actually, one time, Prabhupada, one disciple found a very esoteric book by one of the, you know, by a bona fide Vaishnava poet. And he brought it to Prabhupada. It was very, very intimate. And then Prabhupada called him into the room and started reading this to him. And there was something about it sounded just like eroticism. But it's all like symbolic. There was one thing he was talking about, I want to wrap my legs around you. I mean, you know, that kind of stuff. And Yogeshwara just left the room. It was like too heavy for him. So yeah, there are things that are not really meant for conditioned souls, because they would completely take it in a materialistic way. There are, and the highly elevated Vaishnavas can read it in a different mood. But we don't have to be, the thing is, we have so much subject matter in Prabhupada's books. If we can just read what Prabhupada has given us, and you know, we have enough to fill up our whole lifetime. And Prabhupada does also recommend certain books in his books that can be translated and read. So, yeah, I'm not advocating that we read things if we were told not to read them. Even Prabhupada told us not to sing that. There was one song that the Chaitanya Maharaj put in the songbook. Prabhupada said we shouldn't sing that. It's too esoteric. You know, Srita Kamala Kucha Mandalahe. Prabhupada said we shouldn't sing them. So there are some certain things that are considered beyond our level that we're not really meant to indulge in. They're meant for liberated souls. Whatever instructions Prabhupada has given, and we should follow those instructions. But whatever Prabhupada has given us in his books, that is suitable medicine. But again, that should be taken, not, you know, just take one thing only. Someone who says, well, I'm only going to read about Krishna kissing the gopis, nothing else. That would be like saying, well, gulab jamuns is bona fide prasadam. I'm just going to eat gulab jamuns from now on and nothing else. Prabhupada said gulab jamuns are bona fide. ISKCON bullets. That's all I'm ever going to eat anymore. The rest of my life, I'm only going to eat gulab jamuns, you see. It's bona fide prasadam. But if that's all you eat, if you don't balance it with rice, dal, chapatis, sabji, and you get sick, you'll die a premature death. So in the same way, even again, from what Prabhupada has given us, if we say, well, only read this and nothing else, then it's like eating only gulab jamuns. Even though it's bona fide, but it's meant to be taken as part of a balanced diet. Anything else? Yeah.
Just
fortunate are we who didn't meet Prabhupada or were born later?
Mm-hmm.
And do we have less chance to go back to God?
If you feel yourself unfortunate, that feeling, that pang of feeling unfortunate is your greatest good fortune and your ticket back to Godhead. To feel unfortunate, that's actually very good, but actually you don't have a less of chance of going back to Godhead. That's not true. I still beat my head against the wall that I didn't go to join at 22nd Avenue. I mean, I just really wish I had joined earlier. Actually, I had the opportunity to join in 1968. And I waited 3 years. For 3 years, I wouldn't join. I lament about that too. I could have been with Prabhupada in so many situations. The movement wasn't that big in 1968 when I first walked into the 518 Frederick Street Temple in San Francisco. It was a much smaller movement than I joined 3 years later in 71. Actually, it was slightly over 2 years later. I joined it early. But I still lament I didn't join earlier. I was such a stubborn Mayavadi, thought I was Krishna. I lament I didn't join earlier. So yeah, it's nice to lament. That Narottam was lamenting like anything, that he was missing out on so many pastimes. He came after Chaitanya had left Narottam. So that, to feel a pang of, if I'd only been born, if I'd only come earlier, that's very nice. That's a wonderful spiritual emotion. It is called vipralamba, the feeling of separation. If that feeling is very strong in your heart, that's very beautiful, that's very wonderful. Actually, all of these pastimes, Shishi Gornitai Kijai, Shishi Radharamana Kijai, if your desire becomes very, very intense, actually those pastimes can manifest within your heart. If you become very, very intense and you become very pure in your desire to have been a part of those leelas, they can all manifest in your heart. You can experience all of them. You can even see Prabhupada. You could have a mystical vision of Prabhupada getting off the ship at Commonwealth Pier. You could actually see it happening if your desire becomes very intense. So don't feel that your chances are less. Everyone, Krishna is an equal opportunity employer. Samoham sarvabhuteshu name dveshosti na priyaha yeva janti tamang bhakcha mayi te teshu chapyaham. I envy no one, nor am I partial to anyone. I am equal to all. But whoever renders service unto me is in devotion, is a friend, is in me, and I am also a friend to him. So you have an equal chance of being Krishna's friend and having him be your friend. There's no discrimination against you. And the same is true with Prabhupada. You have equal opportunity to Prabhupada as anyone else has access. So Prabhupada is still here. He has not departed. He's still present. And he can reciprocate with your intense desire to serve him and love him and dedicate yourself to him. Prabhupada has even directly communicated to karmis what to speak of. One can have direct communication from Prabhupada even if one is very intense in one's desire. Even some karmi lady received a direct order from Prabhupada. She was some Christian woman, visited Prabhupada's palace. This was a time when the new Vrindavan devotees had gone off the track. They were dressing up Prabhupada as a king with a crown. Well, not as a sannyasi, but as a royal king. They're really going off the track. So some Christian lady came just to see the palace, and this voice came, "Take my shoes." He ordered her to take the shoes. And she was like, really didn't know what's going on, but she was being ordered to take the shoes. So when no one was looking, she stole Prabhupada's shoes and took them home. And then later on, when all the Sahajism went away from New Vrindavan and they dressed Prabhupada as a sannyasi again, then she got it in order to take the shoes back. But she had, Prabhupada had actually, he didn't want his holy shoes to be there when all this nonsense was going on. He engaged the Christian woman in getting his shoes out of there and returning them later on when the worship was brought back to the proper mood. So don't feel that you can't have some direct connection with Srila Prabhupada. You can. Of course, that doesn't mean that you should be, that doesn't mean, I'm not talking about Ritvikism, where, you know, everyone's become initiated by Prabhupada. That's not what I'm saying. Prabhupada instructed that after he departed, the new devotees would become disciples of his disciples. That was the direct order he gave to us. But that doesn't mean that you can't have some, the grandson can't have some wonderful rasa with the grandfather. You can. You can have wonderful rasa with the grandfather. It's a matter of your own love, your own feeling. So you do have the equal opportunity as everyone else. That's a fact. Naratam came after Lord Chaitanya's disappearance, but he had equal opportunity as every other devotee who had been there when Lord Chaitanya was present. And he became the great Naratam Das Thakur. You see, one of the great pillars in our disciplic succession. He never had Lord Chaitanya. He never saw Lord Chaitanya in the physical sense. Although Lord Chaitanya became Janavama, she organized the first Gaur Purnima festival in Keturi. And she working along with Naratam, they arranged this, the first Gaur Purnima festival. And it was so intense, the bhakti was so intense, that Lord Chaitanya personally came in the middle of the kirtan along with the other members of the Panchatattva. So actually, Prabhupada can reappear. And I've actually seen where Prabhupada did show his presence. There was one miracle in Atlanta when I was there many years ago for the Panihati festival. There's a wonderful life-size murti of Prabhupada there on the Vyasasan, where Prabhupada personally had some amazing pastimes, which I was witnessed in 1975. So anyway, during this festival, the Panihati festival, the noon arti was going on, and the deity started to cry. Tears coming down his right eye. Many devotees saw how Prabhupada was actually crying in transcendental bliss. So Prabhupada showed us, actually, I'm here. Don't think I'm gone. I am here. And I'm relishing your kirtan with great emotion. Your kirtan is affecting my heart. I'm crying in ecstasy with your kirtan. So don't feel that you have no access to Prabhupada. You do. Just be a humble servant following his instructions. Dedicate your life fully to his mission. And Prabhupada will reciprocate me. There's no doubt. Any other questions? So, everyone's completely satisfied now. Ready to give their whole life, soul, thought, words, and deeds for Prabhupada's mission 24/7 in all times and places. Everyone's fully ready to go. Go out and revolutionize this planet for Prabhupada. Distribute books, make devotees, distribute prasadam, distribute the holy names. Everybody's ready now to make the Amsterdam temple a grand success. Where thousands and thousands of devotees are being made here in Amsterdam. Everyone's ready, fired up, revolutionize the planet for Prabhupada. All right. Great. Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Very good. Okay. Kantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.